Reality TV provides highly edited windows into other people's lives, but Amazon's website Twitch is live, unedited, and one video can go on for hours. Oh, and the main draw? People playing video games. But Twitch is now expanding beyond games. NPR's Stephen Bisaha reports.
Nearly 10 million people visit Twitch every day. As strange as it seems that so many people watch others play video games, Twitch's CEO Emmett Shear says it's not that different from watching the NBA or even HGTV.
There's cable channels where people watch other people cook, where we watch other people travel, where we watch other people make art. And it's kind of unsurprising that people would want to watch each other play video games as well, especially watching really great players.
Twitch has been streaming games since 2011. 3 years later, Amazon bought them for $970 million. What's new here is Twitch is now letting people stream without the games. Twitch recently launched Twitch IRL, meaning in real life. Most of the IRL videos look exactly like the gaming videos with one difference. There is no game.
Hi, Mashy. How are you? Good to see you today. What's up, Lady Massacre?
Megan Tobin looks into the camera and talks to her viewers, calling them out by their screen names. She's live 4 or 5 hours Monday through Friday from her parents' basement. Emoticons bounce across the screen while Tobin responds to a constant stream of messages. Someone donates $5, activating music in a GIF while a robotic voice reads the donor's message.
Hello, everybody. Smile.
Out of the over 2 million users who stream videos on Twitch every month, Tobin and over 17,000 users have a contract with Twitch. The company won't disclose how much users are paid, but said dozens are making more than six figures. Tobin put college on hold to concentrate on Twitch.
At the moment, I'm just working on saving up enough money to eventually purchase a house and move out.
And you're 19?
Yeah.
While she's online, Tobin does eventually start playing video games, but the games are really just a backdrop while she continues the conversation. And that's where Twitch is shifting. The focus is becoming more and more on the players rather than the games. Andrew Loftus has been watching Twitch for years and has donated a few hundred dollars to users he likes. He says Twitch taps into our natural curiosity, even without the games.
Like, you go to the mall or you go to a department store or whatever, and you people watch. At least I do.
What makes Twitch different from traditional reality TV and even a lot of videos on YouTube is the lack of editing. Loftus says this can lead to some dry moments, but also some surprising ones. He frequently watches one guy who calls himself Future Man. Sometimes Future Man plays a game, sometimes he doesn't. He dresses up like a superhero in a faded jumpsuit and a visor. Think Cyclops in the X-Men. The visor, the 80s sci-fi aesthetic, that's what drew Loftus in, but he's stuck around because of the spontaneity.
Maybe if I just watch for 5 more minutes, he'll do something different.
Loftus acknowledges the wait can be much longer than that.
Okay, so maybe another 5 minutes, and it just keeps building, building, and maybe, you know, 20 minutes or an hour later, something does happen. You're like, I knew I should have stayed.
And with or without the games, those candid moments are what keep him logged into Twitch. Stephen Bisaha, NPR News.